Welcome to Spectrum, a daily public affairs presentation of WCSM. And now, here's Spectrum, the talk of Mercer and Auglaize.
Welcome aboard to Spectrum. I'm your host, Kevin Sandler. We're excited to talk about another year of the summer concert series in Coldwater. Andy Kramer is on the board for the first time. And, well, Andy, they welcome you to the board by, you know, having you help plan the concerts. And then they said, oh, by the way, go be on Spectrum as well, right?
Yeah, that's kind of how that worked. It was great.
It's all right. Nothing you haven't done before, right?
That's true.
We've had you on. And, you know, here we are almost at the end of April already.
Yeah.
So when we talk about shows coming up in June, it's not really that far away, right?
It's not. It's going to be here before everybody knows it.
So going through it, let's talk about that. First of all, this is about the eighth year, I think, is what we were saying, right?
Yeah, back in 2018 was our first show.
Yeah. And it kind of coincided with, you know, you had a new amphitheater at the time, and those two things went together very nicely.
Yeah, right? It's been great. And it seems to hold a good crowd every Thursday when we have it, and it's a great time for everybody to come together and enjoy some relaxation and just have a good time listening to some great music.
Let's also, you know, talk about how you go about putting these together. You know, certainly you do need a committee, you need sponsors, ideas of who to call and when to book them. You know, there's some legwork on putting together a series like this.
Yeah, and I mean, and it really starts with the sponsors. You know, this is an event that is 100% funded by donation, private donation from area businesses and families in the community. And, you know, outside of that, then it's, you know, who's available, you know, for this year. And then we sit in a room and start ironing out, you know, different ideas, and people kind of come prepared with different bands that are, you know, that we'd like to see out. And then it's after that, it's just calling and seeing who's free and trying to put it all together.
So with that, it's a Thursday night series, except for a few, you know, shows that are a part of something else. For example, we can kind of say the series really starts on Tuesday, June 10th during the Taste of the Town. Yeah.
So that's the kickoff of the season. And yeah, it's not on a Thursday, but it is on that Tuesday evening. And it's still, as long as the weather is great, it's always been a great turnout. So we have a local act for that night, Act 3. They're kind of a Mercer, Shelby County band. They play a pretty wide range of music, anything from your top 40 to classic rock to, you know, what's popular now, and even some country and everything. So it'll be a perfect act for that show.
All right. What we call crowd pleasing music, right?
Like absolutely.
A party band.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why sometimes I think you find out bands like that are so talented because they don't just do one genre. It's almost like they know what they're doing. They've got a crowd, and they don't stick with one thing. They just say, well, we're going to have a little something for everybody, and that'll get you some new fans and admiration of the crowd, right?
Yeah. I mean, you play to the people in front of you, you know, and when you have an act like that, that makes it pretty easy because they can, you know, kind of cater to who the crowd is. So it's definitely a plus for that type of event.
And most of these acts too, you know, unlike years ago, a lot of times you can get a little sneak preview of them either off their own website or YouTube. You know, you'll know like who you're going to hear, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think just about every one of them on here, there's several videos, dozens, if not some, probably have hundreds of videos out there. So. Yeah.
Excellent. So then after that, you kind of more or less, you know, kind of go back to Thursday where, you know, the shows that we're a little more used to seeing in the series. And so your first Thursday night show is the 19th of June. And I was playfully saying off the air, you know, with Fleetwood to the Max, I said, gosh, I wonder whose music they play, right?
I think Metallica.
That sounds right. Like that. Yeah. With a name like that, that has to be it, right?
Right. But no, and this year it seems like we've gotten more tribute bands. You know, so starting with Fleetwood to the Max, you know, they obviously play Fleetwood Mac music. And I've heard that there is someone who's local that may be playing with them too. So that'll be great to come out and support them.
Excellent. And that's one of those things where, you know, we're finding out some of these, you know, tribute bands either sound closer to the original sound than who is, you know, still playing. And in a lot of cases, they've been at it so long, it's like they're kind of veterans themselves,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, some of them sound more like the record than what the live acts do. So it's impressive.
And some of this also, Fleetwood to the Max is another one that has their own website, and they have a Facebook page you can follow and, you know, find out, where they're around. They're as busy as they want to be. They're booked to play places all over the place, whether it's in Lima, for example. And yes, they do have videos. They've been to Middletown. They've been all around, Indiana. And I see why people would book them. Who doesn't know that music, right?
Yeah, and not just that. The folks that are in bands a lot like this, including this one, the musicians are in a lot of different other tribute acts too. So they're very busy. They're playing. Some of them do this full time. So they're very talented. So usually when they put something together, it's a production and it's done very, very well.
That's true. And let's also face it, it's the music they love. They love these bands, and they're going to be as authentic about it as you can imagine.
It'd be hard to be in a tribute band and not like the music you're playing.
This is true. Yeah. We're in a such and such tribute band. Or are you a fan? No, I can't stand them. Right. Nope. So then another show on June 26th, Lee Alverson, who's got kind of a Billy Joel kind of thing happening there.
Yeah, so Lee Alverson, it's two legends in one night. So that's going to be a split set. So he will do a Billy Joel set, and then he will go into an Elton John set as well. So you're going to hear music from both of them. And I think I'm looking forward to that because I want to see the difference, in character from one to the other. But yeah, so if you haven't had a chance to see Elton John or Billy Joel, here you go.
And we'll see what years he does.
Yeah.
There was years ago, Billy had pretty wild hair.
Yeah.
Elton used to have that Donald Duck looking costume come out to. We remember, kind of fun.
A little bit older than I like to admit, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, and those guys, they've been friends and they've toured together forever.
Absolutely.
And again, that makes sense that you would kind of put their music together. They both had kind of a similar, act, as at least in terms of the kind of music they played, the piano and whatever. So I can see where that would work and be a lot of fun, and perhaps be one of those nights where you end up knowing all the songs.
Very well.
That's kind of fun sometimes when you go to see a live act and you realize, well, I know every song they played.
Yeah, especially when you didn't realize that's who it was from.
That's true too.
You'll hear a lot of that.
And so then we kind of go to the 4th of July, which is part of Coldwater's Red, White, and Blue celebration, Bayou Country, and this is the music of Creedence Clearwater Revival.
This is true. What better way to celebrate Independence Day than with a CCR band? So you're going to hear a lot of America theme songs, and that I'm really excited for that one.
Yeah, that's they're one of those bands you would put out there if people wanted to hear what we would call the American sound, the down home song. CCR definitely had sound all their own.
Oh yeah,
back in the day.
Absolutely.
And who doesn't know their sound? No matter what age you are, you really can't escape their music.
You'll hear it in every restaurant or club that you'll go to, and it's still played on the radio. So yeah, you can't escape that.
Another thing also is since they're kind of doing that whole song, maybe they'll play Center Field, the one John Fogerty solo song.
Could be. He had a few of those.
So he did. We'll a lot of times you may have wondered, like, what would CCR have sounded like if they never split up? I'd say they'd be doing songs like Center Field if they were still around in the 80s.
I think bands like that, they don't navigate away from their formula too often.
That's for sure. So, and again, that's just kind of the first part, of that. You've got several bands after that, which we're going to talk about next. As we continue, Andy Kramer's here. We've got a preview of the Coldwater Concert Series here on Spectrum.
Well, good morning, kiddo. I love that you're home from college. I've missed you.
Still taking your nature-made vitamins?
Every day. A multivitamin and a probiotic. You better be taking yours.
Still looking out for me, Mom.
I'll never stop.
Made to care for you every day. Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Find us in the vitamin aisle, based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is nice because you can just keep doing you. So keep on using that broken phone charger because it occasionally works. Keep quoting something you heard on a podcast as your own. Keep ignoring your sister's texts while you drive and after. And when baggage claim says, have a great trip, keep on saying, you too. And keep driving safely, and you could save with Snapshot from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. A surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
My best friend died suddenly, and now his wife and kids have to move out of their house. I had no idea he didn't have life insurance. If I could go back, I'd tell him how easy and affordable protecting your family can be with SelectQuote. In 15 minutes, a licensed insurance agent found me a $500,000 life insurance policy for only $18 a month. They compare many of the nation's most highly rated insurance carriers to find the right coverage and price for your needs. In the last 40 years, they've helped more than 2 million families secure over $700 billion in coverage. Even if you have a health concern, SelectQuote agents can find you the right policy at the lowest price. Don't wait until it's too late. Get peace of mind that your loved ones are protected with life insurance.
Call SelectQuote. Quote at 1-800-480-5454 for your free quote today. That's 1-800-480-5454 or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-480-5454.
Details on example rate at selectquote.com.
So we're back on Spectrum. Andy Kramer is here. He's part of the committee that puts on the Coldwater Summer Concert Series, which does open for show people can see in the park. Andy is on Tuesday, June 10th, if they come down for Taste of the Town, and they'll see the local band Act 3, right?
Act 3, yep. Bring your appetite. It'll be a lot of good food out there this year.
That's the thing also, yeah. I should ask, what time do the show start, and is there food?
Yeah, I think food starts, if I'm not mistaken, around 6. I'm not on that committee, so I can't guarantee on that one. But I think music will start either at 6 or 7, just depending on the weather and time that comes.
So, all right.
Yeah, it should be a great time.
Okay, so, yeah, very nice. And then, you know, we talked about, you know, the Bayou Country, the CCR tribute, which is what, you know, Red, White, and Blue will have for this year. And then July 10th on a Thursday, back at it. And, you know, it's the Howard Swing Band, huh? Swing, right?
Yeah, so this is Country Concert Weekend or week, so you know a lot of the local people will be out there, so we wanted to get something that'd be a little shift. You know, we wouldn't want to do a country band, you know, that night, so we've brought in the Howard Swing Band. They're from the Montgomery, Dayton, Cincinnati area. There's 18 of them, so it's a full 18 piece band, plus two vocalists that come up, so they'll do a big range of swing jazz music from that era. So I think it'll be a good time for people to come out to really, you know, enjoy that type of music, because you don't get to hear it too much around the area, especially. So that'll be great. So, you know, invite your parents and grandparents, you know, to come out to listen to them. I think it'll be a really, really good time. They seem really fun and entertaining. And looking forward to that one, too.
Yeah, that's also music that I think stands up pretty well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, anybody can sit and listen to it. And they'll play stuff. You'll recognize it. You know, yeah. even if it's not something you're into, you're going to know some of the songs they're playing. And I think it'll be a really, really good time.
So. Yeah, and you know what's funny is that the song of the swing era, I remember my grandparents and their generation, they used to refer to it as the good music.
Yeah.
Like whatever happened to the good music when that rock and roll stuff came along, right? Yeah. That's what they missed. And okay, you know, I like our rock and roll, but they had a good point. That music back then was really good too.
You know, and I mean, every generation has that, right?
Right.
You know, the music that's new isn't what, you know, you used to listen to, so to speak. So I think it's kind of funny to hear that's every generation there's another something similar like that. You know our music was better back
yes.
then. Yes. You know, so
of course, after some of the stuff we grew up with, it's like I tell the kids, no, you can't really shock us. I mean, we grew up with Ozzy, for crying out loud.
Yeah,
right?
You know. Yeah, there's all kinds of things that might have happened on stage with those types of acts.
Yes.
It's still a thing, you know. The new music is still different than what it was. You know,
that's right.
You thought, how could it get any different than this, or
and it does
harder rock than what it was? But but it has.
It certainly. And then, you know, when you get to Thursday, July 17th, you know, you have booked Soul Man, which is a tribute to the Blues Brothers, another one of those timeless acts that will always be cool, no matter what.
Yeah, enjoy the Blues Brothers.
I know, right?
And this is the 40th year anniversary of the Blues Brothers movie, so it's a great time to come out and kind of relive that moment too. So that's going to be a fun show, I'm sure. Guys are they act the part. So it'll be cool to kind of see that and kind of see it in person, you know. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know that the Blues Brothers were out and Adam and had music out before the movie.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely. The movie, you know, came along because the Blues Brothers got to be so big, but they were out, you know, with hit songs and things like that even before the movie came out, you know.
Yeah, it's just gonna be fun. I can't wait to see them. I can't wait to see the choreography that they bring with it.
Yes,
and hopefully they can keep up.
Do you have a favorite part of the movie when you go back and remember it?
I mean, if really the beginning, you know, you know, kind of. Not so much the beginning, but when they're getting it back together, you know, just the thought of that, you know, being a musician myself, you know, and kind of being in that situation, it's a line that I think a lot of musicians, they use, get the band back together, you know, so that's always been good. Or, you know, getting stuff thrown at them, you know, but the chicken wires, stopping the stuff.
When they did Stand By Your Man, I was, my sides hurt. They did a nice job on it, but then when they showed the one guy literally crying in his beer, I just lost it. What a brilliant movie.
It was.
And so, it'd be a lot of fun, kid. People will really like the music. It's blues-based, you know, which also great music. It really stands out.
You can't get away from that either. I mean, there's blues in all the music.
You got that right. So, also, hopefully they're better drivers than the real Blues Brothers. Thursday, you know, July 24th, you close it out with a wonderful local act, Caitlin Schmidt.
Yeah, Caitlin Schmidt, the Move, will be there to close out the season. You know, it's always good to have somebody, come back and do that show. So we're looking forward to it. She always puts on a good show. They got a great band with them as well. So that's always good to see Caitlin when she's in town.
You also, you know, talk about when you plan these out. I'm sure, just like any committee, you're open to suggestions. You like to hear them. Sometimes we like to remind people, though, you know, keep in mind there's a budget. You can get anybody, really, if you're willing to pay the fee. That's the thing, you know.
In the budget. We tried to actually get, you know, Elton John this year. No, I'm kidding. You know, you can't. I mean, some of those acts are in the tens of thousands of dollars for a show, or more, you know, those types of guys. But so you have to play to your budget, you know, and that kind of sets the limit on everything. So I know there's some really good bands that are out there that we would love to get, but at the same token, it's a free show. You know, there's no admission, you know, there is no revenue generation outside of just the donations to get the acts booked. So
for some people, if they have a certain act and like and they want to pay for them to come here, then you're cool, you know.
We will not turn that away.
Yeah. You know, ask you about that for next year.
You go.
You can bring anybody you want if you're paying, you know.
That's right.
They're paying, you're playing.
That's right.
So very nice. And so for you, with this being your first year, you know, on the board, what has it been like? How early do you start planning this, you know, for the year?
You know, it's funny that you asked that, because they had it pretty much down to, this is what we have to do. We really only had to have about one in-person meeting, and then everybody kind of went off and did their thing. You know, this person was booking for this date, this type of music. So you call around, you line up, you know, the different acts, or maybe production. You know, there's a couple of bands that are coming in that don't, you know, that require us to provide, you know, the sound production for them. So, you know, it's getting those people lined up, and you're making sure that fits in your budget too. So really it was a lot easier than I expected. And sometimes it goes the other way, but no, it was a really good group. You know, they're fun, and we have a messaging, you know, kind of a group message that we are on, and it dings every day a couple times. You know, there's always something coming up, you know, whether it's new donations or, you know, hey, heard about this for next year, or whatever the case is. So it's been really good. It's been a good experience, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
I'm sure bands are happy to come. You know, it's a great venue, good town, nice people. I mean, that part of it, not hard to sell them on that, is it?
You know, it isn't, and especially the fact that it's on a Thursday, you know, so they might have, you know, Friday and Saturday booked, and which would have been really difficult. You know, you would have to plan that a year and a half in advance to get some of these bands. But on a Thursday night, there's a little bit more flexibility. So it is easier to get some of these bands, you know, on a Thursday than what it would be to do on a Friday or Saturday. So that's why we don't have to do it as far in advance.
Or even Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, and for some of these guys, if they have a Friday, Saturday, Sunday lined up, it's hard not to do a Thursday because it's a little more money they can make.
Yeah, they're going to make a few extra dollars on a night that they're not used to, you know, doing that. And so it's been a good thing for, I think, for all involved. It's good to get out of the house on a Thursday. It's good for them. It's just all around good experience.
Yeah, and I think also you talk to a lot of these bands, they might have a 9-to-5 type of job. Oh, this is what they love to do. It is their hobby. Yeah. They really can't get enough of it in that sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think for many of them, you know, it is that way. And like you mentioned earlier, you know, some of these musicians are in a dozen different bands, so they're playing all over the country, you know, or sometimes overseas even, you know, and other tribute bands as well. So it kind of depends, but yeah, there's a lot of 9-to-5ers, you know, in these bands.
You mentioned you're a musician yourself.
Been playing locally for a long time. Since probably a good 25 years or so. The first time we played in Zappin' Zone in Coldwater, Ohio.
Okay.
You can go back that far, but yeah, so been in the area for a long time. Always have a good you know, a good experience around here locally too.
Share with us, what instrument do you play? What bands have you been in?
I play guitar and sing. I've played bass and bands as well. I've been in a couple local bands. We was in a band with Stranded with some friends of mine for several years, and played in a band called Renegade for a while, and now we're in a band called Backfire. So we play some of the local festivals, a lot of the clubs and, you know, bars around the lake and things along those lines in the summer. But yeah, it's a good time.
I'm sure sometimes also, you know, you might be at a gig and somebody will spot you and go, I had no idea
that
you did this, right?
That happens a lot, especially sitting behind a desk. They're like, wait, you look familiar, you know, and that comes out.
And where have you seen me? You know, make them realize it, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, and for some people, I always say, you know, that's your rod and reel. Those are your golf clubs. You know, that's your hobby. We all have to have hobbies.
That's where you can go shut your brain off a little bit and just unplug a little bit. So
there you go.
It's a stress reliever. It's a medicine for sure.
You got that right. And thanks for coming. Yeah, always good pleasure to catch up with you. It's going to be a great great concert series for you guys this year. I just wish for great weather for you.
Yeah.
You know, that's all we want on these Thursday nights and the occasional Friday and Tuesday, so people can enjoy some great music. So once again, thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure. Thanks for having us.